Welcome to the forum on your Tally Broadcasting Stations. I'm David Jenkins. October is almost over, but it's important to note that this month is National Physical Therapy Month, and joining me right now is Casey Kruthis, a physical therapist with Teamwork Rehab and Hillsboro Area Hospital. Casey, thank you so much for joining me. How are you doing today?
Good. How are you? Thanks for having me.
So tell me a little bit about yourself. How long have you been with Teamwork Rehab, and how long have you been a physical therapist?
I've been a physical therapist for the past 11 years, and I've been with Teamwork Rehab the past three and a half years when I moved back to the area.
Pretty rewarding, gratifying job,
yes,
I assume.
Yes, very.
This is National Physical Therapy Month. I did not know that, so I imagine a lot of people probably did not realize that.
Yes.
Tell me a little bit about physical therapy. Maybe there's probably a lot of people who haven't undergone physical therapy. I'm one of them. Someone who may not know much about it, what is it exactly?
Physical therapists, we're licensed clinical professionals. So we all go to a lot of schooling, and a lot of us at Teamwork Rehab have our doctorate degree as well. That just gives us more ability to be not just therapists, but educators and administration type stuff.
I've noticed that in this little release I have here that physical therapy and the current opioid crisis kind of, well, I guess physical therapy can be a way to deal with the opioid crisis.
Mm-hmm.
How is that exactly? That seems, for a layman like me, that seems odd. How does that work?
Well, physical therapists, one of the main things we treat is pain in different body parts. And so, especially in an outpatient physical therapy, we treat people of all ages, all abilities, all body parts. We are experts in human movement. So we do an extensive evaluation on the body. It usually takes a whole hour. We have the luxury of spending extra time with patients. And so we get to know a lot about them, not just their body, but their history, you know, which helps us treat the pain as well. So we do a lot of tests and measures, and we'll determine a diagnosis from there. And then we can give an individual treatment plan to help with that.
We know how extensive the opioid crisis is, so you've really seen it firsthand and how many people it affects.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we have a lot of patients that use opioids to help with the pain, and a lot of times people are just taking it to take it. To be honest, they say, well, my doctor prescribed it and I just take it, but it doesn't really help my pain. You know, and some people, that's all they rely on is the opioid medicine.
Yeah, and you're basically an alternative, a safer alternative.
Exactly, exactly.
Do you work with a lot of the high school athletes in the area being a physical therapist?
Yeah, we have athletes come to see us, and it's nice because we have an athletic trainer working in our department, and then she will see them at the games if they get injured or at practices, and then can refer them to us. And we finished out their treatments.
Sure, absolutely. If somebody would like more information about Teamwork Rehab or about, they probably need to see a doctor first if they need physical therapy, but if they would like more information, maybe consulting, are they able to call you guys and maybe get a consultation?
Yes, we welcome to call anytime to discuss if you think physical therapy would be a good choice for you. We'd be happy to talk to you.
Sounds good. Casey Kruthis, a physical therapist with Teamwork Rehab and Hillsboro Area Hospital. Was there anything else you wanted to discuss beyond what we had talked about?
I guess if you're not familiar with what we do as far as treatments with therapy,
sure. Yeah.
One of the main things we do is exercise. And I know not a lot of people like to exercise, but it's very individualized, and we try to make it so that it's not painful. A lot of people think that, you know, they're going to come to therapy and hurt worse, but that's not what we're looking for. It's not the no pain, no gain, you know, model that a lot of people think.
Right.
So we try to find exercise that fits the individual and it is not painful. And therefore, we see a lot of good results from that. But we also do in conjunction with, you know, ice and heat. And we educate a lot on body mechanics and sleeping and everyday living, so that way you can also incorporate that to help with your pain too.
Is there also a balance there where, as you said, you don't want to make it uncomfortable for a patient? However, when they need to be pushed a little bit, I guess, in order to progress, do you have to be careful with a balance there, I guess?
Yes, And that's what we're experts in. We know exactly how to advance them and what would be appropriate. So a lot of feedback is important too. So patients need to speak up on how they're feeling, and right. and then we know kind of how to progress them as well with that aspect.
You're not mind readers, so.
No.
Casey Kruthis, physical therapist with Teamwork Rehab, joining us here today. I thank you so much for coming in today. Is there any kind of website or anything where people can go online and look for maybe more information about whether it's National Physical Therapy Month, the link between physical therapy and the opioid crisis or stuff like that?
The APTA website, the American Physical Therapy Association website, could be something that people could look into.
Thank you again for coming in.
Well, thanks for having me.
Again, that is Casey Kruthis with Teamwork Rehab and Hillsboro Area Hospital. And that's it for this edition of The Forum. Be sure to tune in next time. But until then, this is David Jenkins saying so long.